vibrant, preserved Word of God, the old King James Bible, and every word Bible, the whole wheat Bible. Amen. I'll read verse 3. It says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Well, I love that last statement. It's, "And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." You know what that means? That means whoever shall do these things shall thrive, shall flourish, be fruitful with the blessing of the Lord. I like that. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he has no sorrow with it when you get his blessing. The Psalms, this Psalm, Psalm 1, is all about how you can be fruitful, how you can flourish, how you can bear fruit for the Lord and thrive in 2025. I want to say three things about that briefly tonight. Number one, don't listen to false counselors. Look at verse 1. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." You know, this is telling you not to take the counsel of the ungodly. You know, sadly, some professing believers are giving you the counsel of the ungodly. You say, why is that? Because they're not spending their time in the Bible. They're not listening to men of God who are preaching the Word of God. And so when they're talking to you, frogs are coming out of their mouth, if you know what I mean. And they are telling you the wrong counsel. And you better get the right kind of counsel. And I had a guy that wasn't following godly counsel. And he left this church and worked with others who were not really committed to the Lord and committed to the Word of God. And he called me just the other day and he said, "Pastor, you know what? You were wise. You're wiser than I am. You were right in this area. You were right in that area. You know why? Because I simply had the Word of God. I had the Word of God, and I preached the Word of God, and I'm standing on the Word of God, and I am not about to listen to somebody that's got cockroaches coming out of their mouth and given wrong counsel." Now, you need to turn away from that kind of counsel. You need to realize, can two walk together except they be agreed? Because God's Word always works. It makes you thrive. It blesses you. God's Word is always in style. Certain ties may be wide and then narrow and wide and narrow, but God's Word is always narrow. Amen. And we're going to stay with God's Word. Amen. And I'm just saying, we have folks that have come to our church. They've gotten into the Word of God. They've gotten involved in our Christian school. They've been trained. They've got off into the ministry. And you know what? They've come back to us and said, haven't they? "Hey, we like what you're doing. We think you're holding up a standard." I had a guy come in tonight. I saw him in the mall. I've witnessed to him. I saw him at the rally. He came to the rally. He came here tonight. He's got three kids. And he was talking about this church. He said, "All these churches are closing down." I said, "We're not closing down. We're open for business." And I invited him out. He was encouraged to come. He was encouraged to come tonight. We gave him some food. Amen. I hope he'll come back and chew the Word of God. But not everybody's going to give you the counsel of the old man. Remember Solomon? And he had his son Rehoboam. And Rehoboam, after Solomon passed off the scene, he was going to be the king. He didn't listen to the old man. He listened to the young man. You listen to the old man. Who take the old path. That's what we need today. And so what I'm saying is that it says, don't listen to false counselors. It says here, "Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." You know what a scorner is? It's somebody that thinks he knows better than the preacher. He knows better than the youth pastor. He knows better than the Sunday school teacher. He knows better, you know, than the... And the problem with a scorner is he hasn't built anything. He hasn't built anything, but he'll criticize because it's easy to throw a grenade. It's easy to break something. It's hard to build something. Amen? That takes work. And so he'll scorn and he'll... Listen, Don't sit with scorners who mock in church. I see sometimes good young people and they're sitting with guys that are scorners. I'm glad that they're in church. That's fine. But don't sit with them. You sit with somebody that's going to listen to the word of God, like this guy right up here, sitting on the front row, saying amen. That's what we need, amen. And you sit with that person. Don't sit with that backslider, that scorner who's mocking the word of God. And don't hang around his house. Don't hang around his friends, because they'll just pull you down. Right. They'll just pull you away from God. Get around people that are encouraging. So how are you going to thrive in 2025? Don't listen to false counselors, my friend. Listen to those old men with the old past that are building something for God. Number two, delight yourself in the Bible. Look what it says in verse 2 of Psalm 1. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Even if you don't sit with scorners in church, but you sit around with your good friends, and your good friends aren't scorners, they're not bad people, but they're not listening to the word of God. They're having more fun talking to one another, having fun maybe distracting and making noise. And you say, well, we're in church and the preacher's preaching and that's all well and good. Hey, like you preach, maybe you've got highway hypnosis. You've got, what's the name of that thing you call that when you meditate on the highway too long? Okay, highway hypnosis. I guess I got it right. Amen. But you get that high. Oh, the pastor's droning on. You're not delighting in the word of God. The pastor's just droning on. No, he's not droning on. The man of God is the angel of the church, and he's preaching the living word of God. And there's a message for you every time he preaches that word of God. Don't you get that highway hypnosis, and don't be distracted by, maybe they're not scorners, but they're not delight. They're not in love with the word of God. I want to be, I don't know about you, but 2025, I want to prosper. Amen. Yeah. I want to excel. Amen. In 2025, I want to thrive, not just survive. And you're not going to do it unless you love the word of God. Now, I know maybe some of you tonight didn't plan to be here right now. Maybe you plan to be somewhere else. And maybe that's because you've got a taste for the for second best, third best. This is the best. Yeah. This is the best. Right here, right now, my friend. And that's what you need. Not second and third best. You need to thrive. You need to prosper. You need, number one, to be in love with the Lord, in love with His Word, in love with His work, in love with His people. You say, oh, people at church, there's some strange people at church. Well, you're right. But you know what? God didn't choose the great things of the world. God chose the common folks. Amen. And you saw the guy in that movie. He was pretty messed up, but when he got saved and going for God, he got beautified. You just got to stick with them through the process, you know. And so I'm just saying, delight yourself in the Lord. I mean, I look at, it says in Psalm 1 here, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know what? We've got a gift for you tonight. I know Miss Alicia, she's prepared that gift for you to give it to you. And you know what? Daniel the prophet, he was just a teenager when he was taken to Babylon. And you know what? You see Daniel the prophet is doing what I'm saying. And he prospered, by the way. He was blessed of God. You say, what was he doing? Well, think about the gift we're going to give you. It's going to have a scripture reading in the morning. And I'm writing a book called Morning Manna right now. It's got a scripture reading for noon. And I'm writing a book called Noon Meditation. And then it's got scripture reading for the evening, and I'm writing a book called Evening Meat, which is New Testament. And what I'm saying to you is that these readings are just helping us with the gift that we're giving, which is a schedule for you to read the Bible every morning, noon, and night. Isn't that what Daniel did? By the way, we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. How about eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner? How about making a commitment in 2025? And Daniel, they made a law against him doing that and praying, but he still did it three times a day, and he was put in a lion's den for it. But he delighted in the law of God. Listen, don't just put up with the Bible. Don't just put up with it. Delight in it. Fall in love with it. You know, when I was in Bible college, there was a lot of guys in Bible college. They were studying for the ministry and everything else, but they did not love their Bible. They did not love their Bible. They didn't really spend much time in the Bible. They were doing other things, you know. And we couldn't even watch TV, so we had no, you know, but they figured out other stuff to do. But I had a guy, man, he loved his Bible. And he would read that old King James Bible, and he would underline it, and he would come to me and say, boom, he called me boom, you know. And he was the first pastor of this church, African American, like in that movie. And he'd say, boom, he'd say, look what God gave me out of here. Look at this. And I was like, man, I was jealous. I said, this guy loves God. He loves his word. And he mentored me. And I got trained and got to the point where I love the Word of God. And I don't mind being in church, amen, and hearing the Word of God and preaching the Word of God. And that's the way we need to be. And I remember some years ago, I got to take a trip with Jack Hiles, Pastor Jack Hiles, pastor of the world's largest Sunday school. And I went with some other great preachers around the country. And I remember we went to the Bahamas, and he put us up in this beautiful hotel, and it was overlooking this bay in the Bahamas. It was beautiful. Every pastor had his own room, you know, and you could do what you wanted to do for the night. After we did our tour around there, I had all these what do they call those? Things where fish swim, aquariums. I was going to say auditoriums and aquariums. And they had this fish swimming, and we went around and looked at all that. But then we'd spend the night in our room. And I remember we had breakfast, and we went to restaurants for lunch and breakfast and all that. We had a good time, went out on a yacht, you know, and had fun, the pastors. But I remember Jack Hiles said, you know, what were you guys doing? Oh, you're watching boxing. Oh, you were watching this. Or, oh, you're watching that, your TV in your room. He said, while you were doing that, I was in the Bible. And he was showing us stuff he got from the Bible. And he was writing even sermons, you know. He was enjoying that. And it reminded me that's why he was where he was. And these were great preachers. They were great men of God. But it stood as a rebuke to me. I want to say tonight, are you delighting in the law of the Lord? Do you love the Word of God? Do you love to read it? Do you love to think about it? Do you love to meditate in it? Oh, make that your goal, because you don't want to just survive. You want to thrive. You want to stand out and make an impact. So, number one, don't listen to false counselors if you want to thrive in 2025. Number two, listen to me, delight yourself in the Bible if you want to thrive in 2025. And let me just say this tonight. You need to be saved to delight yourself in the Bible. I had a brother, he wasn't even saved. And I talked to him, and then he went to camp, and he heard about the fact he's a sinner on his way to hell, and he had to put his faith in Jesus Christ. Just like the guy in the movie. And he got saved. My brother got saved. But I came home from Bible college, and he would spend 2-3 nights on the TV guide and in the screen watching stuff on the screen. You saw that guy in the movie watching stuff on the screen, doing stuff on the screen. Listen, that's not going to help you to thrive, to spend so much. You need to cut that down or out. I'm saying if you want to thrive, you're not going to thrive by making video games your main thing. I guess there's some folks who'd rather stay home and watch the football games tonight. I'd rather tape them. I like football, but I'd tape them. I'm not going to miss on something like this. I'm not doing it. I want to delight myself in the Word of God. And if I don't love the Word of God, you're not going to love the Word of God, because the Bible says to the man of God, if you do this, you'll save yourself, Brother Steve, and those people that hear you. But if you spend all your time meditating on sports, meditating on video games, Oh, you're not going to prosper. Whatsoever he doeth, a man that's delighting in the Word of God, meditating the Word, that person will thrive. That person will prosper. That church will prosper. So how can you do that in 2025? Don't listen to false counselors, number one. Number two, delight yourself, Sunday school teacher, in the Bible. Delight yourself, Christian school student, in the Bible. Delight yourself, ministry people, in the Bible. Bus workers, in the Bible. Delight yourself in that. And God will bless you. And by the way, make sure you're part of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church.
Amen.
And not only get in the Bible three times a day and do the morning reading and the noon and the after and the evening, but free to thrive. Be in church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday. Get in there. In a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. God knows that. And we have less and less of that, and people are starving. There's a famine for the Word of God. I want to say one more thing. Not only should you not listen or don't listen to false counselors, delight yourself in the Bible, but number three, dig down deep to thrive up high. Look what it says in verse number 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now what does that tell you? It takes years to grow a tree. You can grow a weed overnight, but a tree, it takes years. It's got to dig down the roots. And then a fruit tree, it takes years till it builds and grows actual fruit. God says you need to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I think about an early member of our church who was in leadership in the church, and he began to go from church to church to church to church, and he didn't grow. He didn't grow. He didn't thrive. He just kind of survived. And then I think of Brother Joe Sobotnik, and I remember him coming to our church. He was a new Christian, and he was just coming, and he really understood salvation, really got saved in our church. And I remember he had a relative that was in this church that was in here ahead of him, but the relative left the church. He left this church. And I remember going to, I believe it was a funeral, and Brother Joe was there and that relative was there. And that relative had been gone for quite a while. And boy, the difference between Brother Joe and that relative. Brother Joe had grown so much further spiritually. I tell people, get into a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Get saved, first of all, then get baptized right after you're saved, and join that church and be there Sunday morning, Sunday evening, the first service of the new year, or the last service right now. Be there. Stay with it. And dig down deep. Bury yourself in the Word of and the work of God. Till God blast you out, because people will try to blast you out. I had a guy in this church. He was very involved in this church. He was a leader, and God was blessing him. God was blessing his wife. God was blessing his family. This was years ago. He'd come to spiritual leadership in this church, ordination in this church, and God blessed him. And then he told me one day, well, God's leading me out. God's leading me out. My wife said, boy, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And you know what I found out happened? Nobody ever told me, but his brother-in-law talked to his wife, the brother-in-law's wife. His brother-in-law's wife was the sister of this guy's wife that was in our church that was doing so well. And the sister talked to the sister, and she said, well, my husband has knowledge from another guy of a great position you can have. Now, he'd been trained in our church and blessed in our church, but he left because of his wife, who tied in with her sister and took that counsel and left the church. He went into ministry, became a head preacher in this situation, and he did not thrive. He did not even survive. He survived for a while, but he went under. And when he went under, he backslid terribly. And he's never been back to the place where he was. His family has been devastated by what happened. And when he left, he had such blessing. I remember when he left, my wife said, "Oh man, how are you going to survive without this guy? He's been such a great influence in your life. He's had such a great ministry here in so many ways." And I said, "God will make us prosper. God will make us prosper." I said, "He's the one that needs to be here." And she later on said, "You were right. You were right. You were right." Amen, because that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that a faithful man shall abound in blessings. I remember a guy came here and he saw our church went through a hard time. People left the church, and our church had small numbers, you know, went through a low time. And this guy came as part of a gospel ministry with a team from a Bible college. And he came here, and so one year we were really low. The next year we grew. The next year we grew more. And he left me with this scripture I just read you, a card from Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. That man was Dr. Pete Cowling from the old Hiles Anderson College. And the Bible says here that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And it says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, you say, when? Well, I believe right now we are in a season of prospering. We had 63 baptisms in 2022, 77 in 2023, and so far 108 people baptized in 2023. 24. I believe that if you will deny false counselors, put that in. If you will delight yourself in the Bible, and you will dig down in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, not get offended and leave when the first problem comes up. If you'll do that, then you will prosper, and you will see how God will bless. And we're at that point right now. There's not a lot of things we need to change. We just need more of what we've got. In other words, don't you faithful ones get worn out in your soul winning and training other soul winners and recruiting those. Don't get worn out. Don't get highway hypnosis and give up. Don't give up on your Sunday school teaching. Don't give up on your bus ministry work. And you know, God has blessed marriages and families in our church. And I believe there are some strategic families that are doing it right. They're doing it right. And you can impact other marriages. And we're going to have new people get married. And we're going to have new families built on the Word of God. And our theme is to build faithful lives on solid foundations. But let me say this tonight. It says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Don't quit. Don't get weary. Don't get tired of it. I am saying to you, there are rewards by continuing on. Don't be weary in well-doing if you want to thrive in 2025, because it's the season. Right now we're in the good season, and it's a good season to stay plugged in and don't get and together we can do more, like you saw with that sword when everybody had their hand on that sword and held it up. Well, that's what we need here. And maybe some of you wanted to go somewhere else tonight. You'd have gotten weaker. You're here now, and it will help you. It will help you to get stronger if we stay together and to stay with it. I believe we've been running between 120 and we had 180. I believe that in this month, I believe that we're going to come to the point in 2025 where it'll be 200 each regular Sunday. Just every Sunday, and we're going to go forward. I believe God's getting ready to establish godly homes with families like the Zukowskis, the Bajeskis, and others leading the way. I believe that it's a time where men are going to be trained to be preachers, just like this guy said, stay back, get into our college, got into Sons of the Prophets. Now others are getting into it. I believe it's a time to train men of God who will be part of a multi-staff ministry here, and men of God who will be able to go out and plant churches in Pennsylvania, in this country, and beyond. I believe that that's the time, and God wants us to thrive, not just survive in these days. So you say, Pastor, what do I do? Forget about selfish ambitions and build your life and home into a strong, soul-winning, Bible-believing, local church. Get a vision of what God can do, and get with the man of God and click around the man of God to fulfill the Great Commission, and God will bless us. Let me just summarize it real quick, how you can thrive in 2025. Don't listen to false counselors. Delight yourself in the Bible and dig down deep to thrive up high in 2025. May God help you to do that. Let's bow for prayer tonight. And I wonder, first of all, have you at some time in your life come to the place where you've come to faith in Jesus Christ?